Welcome back, folks. Give us a call on Yoko and Hart Jewelers Talk and Text Line at 504-260-1870. And joining us now is Leonard Raybon, Artistic Director of the Tulane Summer Lyric Theater. Leonard, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
So, Leonard, congratulations. You are, in fact, now the artistic director for the company. Congratulations on that designation, and we're very excited about this season.
Thank you. I am, too. I appreciate you saying so.
So, just for the benefit of the listening audience, I just want to say a couple of words, Leonard, before we start the interview. This city has so much to offer, and it's these little jewels like the Tulane Summer Lyric Theater. I've been many different summers. Unfortunately, this summer, I don't know why this has slipped by us, but we haven't purchased tickets yet. We will, because okay. It is totally enjoyable. It is totally affordable, and the quality of the productions are second to none, and they're just a lot of damn fun. And I'll just leave it at that, Leonard, and I'll let you tell us about what we have coming up. We already missed one, A Chorus Line. I'm sure that went beautifully, but we have two more productions over the summer.
Yes, The Chorus Line actually did go very, very well. Our next show is next week, opening on July 10th, and that's Company. That's the famous Stephen Sondheim show directed by Leslie Caste. We have an all-star cast. And then at the end of July, overlapping the beginning of August, we have the sweeping Rodgers and Hammerstein Carousel.
And, you know, what most people don't realize is the breadth and depth of the local talent that we have. A lot of young kids in high school and in college that are involved in these performances, as well as professional, you know, folks that are professionals. And that's what I love about the mix of what y'all bring to the stage.
Thank you. You know, since the pandemic, we, as well as many other theaters, have faced some financial hardships. And one thing that we've done to mitigate that is that we limited, at least in the last couple of seasons, limited all of our cast to local talent. So, and years past, we would hire people from New York or other places around the country. And listen, we have so much talent here. The quality has continued to be wonderful with our local people, and we are just so, so proud to showcase them.
I never forget a few summers back, and I can't even remember what play we were watching. We're sitting there on the stage, and my wife and I are looking, and I said, wait a minute, that was a classmate of my son's in high school. Wait, there's another classmate of my son. Wait, there's a classmate of my daughter in high school on the stage. It was one of those moments. What the heck is going on here? I didn't know that that this is what these young kids did. They never talked about it.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, there's so much talent in New Orleans. You know, a lot of them probably most of them don't do theater as a full-time job. So they might have a job as a desk clerk or a lawyer or a doctor, and then they'll show up as a major character on our stage. It's wonderful.
Absolutely. Ticket sales. If people have an interest in purchasing tickets, where do they go in order to do so?
They can call 865-5269. They can also go to
Leonard,
Summer Lyric. Yeah.
Leonard, say that again. I think we lost you for a second, but say the number again.
Oh, sorry. The number is 504-865-5269.
Okay. And there's a website.
And then if they want to, the website, I'm trying to, I always forget the actual URL, but a quick Summer Lyric Theater Google search will take. Yeah, it's the first. If you Google Summer Lyric Theater, it's the first thing that comes up. You click on that, and then there's a button now that you can buy all of your tickets and subscriptions online.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is how many years now for the?
This is the 58th season.
Wow.
58.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yes, it started in 68. Yeah, I'm so fortunate to have known all of the previous artistic directors. Frank Monachino, visionary. He founded the organization. I never worked with him directly, but I knew him and we overlapped a bit. Then, of course, Michael Howard, after him for a good couple of wonderful decades, then Michael McKelvey, and then me. So I'm very fortunate to be acquainted with the history going back that far.
Both of these productions will have full orchestra?
That's right. We always do. That's one of the things that a few years ago, a wonderful chairman of our steering committee, Barbara Workman, began an endowment for the purpose of perpetuating the ability to keep full orchestras in the pit. And so that's a really big sort of mission point of ours.
It's one of the things that I love the most about the productions. I mean, because Dixon Hall, as you well know, it's very quaint. It's unique in its presentation. And I guess has the Summit-Leary Theater been there the entire time in that hall?
Yes, as far as I know, going back to 1968, it was always there in Dixon Hall.
Yeah, and it's really a great venue. It's old, but it's nostalgic and just a great venue, right?
Yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, I think people love being there. It's a pretty theater, beautiful sort of carvings on the proscenium around the stage area, and it's a lovely place to be, I think.
Now, there's also the ability for the future, just to get people thinking about this, they can buy season tickets to the Summit-Leary Theater series as well. Is that correct?
They absolutely can. And that button that you find on the website, you can do that there. You can also call the number, and James Velasquez, who runs our box office, will be happy to give you all the information that you need.
Now, folks, we got to make sure that they sell out every night that they have available, because this is how we keep this going. And this is how we're able to enjoy. We want to be able to say one day that we're having the 70th anniversary of Tulane Summit-Leary Theater. We need to support this. This is one of those unique nuances, that there are these offerings. It's kind of like Le Petit Theater in the French Quarter. We wouldn't want to lose that either, right? These are all these little jewels that we have in the arts that's so important to our city.
Yeah, and you know, our first and last show, A Chorus Line and Carousel, those are really well-known names of Broadway shows. Company might not be such a well-known name of a show for our community here in New Orleans, but you really don't want to miss it. It's an ensemble cast. The best actors in town are in it, and there's just really, really great moments in it. You don't want to miss it.
And interestingly, the directors and the choreographers of all three productions this year are all women, right?
That's right. And the first and last show, the director is also the choreographer. So A Chorus Line was Jean Buisson. And then the last show, Diane Lala, who's wonderful, who's directed a show for us every year for many, many years. And in the middle show, the one we're doing now, is Leslie Caste, Broadway veteran and local. And then our choreographer is Caitlin Zelon. So, yes, it's that part of the creative team are females all across the board.
So Company is one you definitely want to see because it's something new. It's something that you can expose yourself to that maybe a lot of people don't know about, right?
It is, and it's a very universal story. I mean, the guy's turning 35. All of his friend groups are coupled, married, and all the rest of it. And then he's just kind of like, well, where do I go from here? Do I let somebody in? It's like the song Desperado. You better let somebody love you before it's too late. and you know, there's a lot of things. And everybody's saying, Bobby,
and then,
come on.
And then
Bobby,
there are those that say, stay single.
Well, you know what? Those people also will resonate with this show. So it's something for everybody.
Absolutely. Leonard, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck in the final two productions. Company is July 10th through the 13th.
Yes.
So that'll be four performances. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
And Carousel is July 31st through August the 3rd. And you can call 504-865-5269 for tickets. And I did find a website. It's liberalarts.tulane.edu/summerlyric. You can get a tick, go there for more information. You can also go to just Google Summer Lyric Theater, and it'll get you to where you need to be to purchase tickets as well. Congratulations to Leonard Raybon, Artistic Director, just recently named that for the Tulane Summer Lyric Theater. Congratulations on that designation, and best of luck
for the
remainder of this summer.
Thanks, and thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you, Leonard. We truly appreciate all that you do. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-187 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.